A Polish museum asks visitors not to have sex at the museum. Airbnb mistakenly listed an 1830s slave cabin. And a man was stabbed during a fight at a watermelon festival. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a Los Angeles, very hot smoking closet, guys. Obviously, I'm shirtless and pantless and other things. A war museum would like its customers to please not have sex in the museum. This story is out of Poland. A museum on Poland's Baltic coast has become such a popular location for amorous couples that the museum had to appeal for the visitors to please control your urge to have intercourse at the museum. This place is called Fort Gerhardt. It's part of a 19th century former Prussian fortress. It's close to the border with Germany in northwestern Poland. It's in a city that I cannot pronounce, and I'm not even going to try. Now, this museum says several pairs of lovers have been caught flagrantly getting it on this summer. They caught them on their recently upgraded high-quality CCTV video systems. Here's a quote from the museum on their Facebook page. Our guests are kindly requested, how can we put it? Don't make love in the museum, please. For some time, the museum has been equipped with cameras, you should know. And if they could talk, if these cameras would talk. Anyways, we ask our amorous guests for their understanding. Listen, most of the exhibits in our museum are items that were born many years ago and accustomed to entirely different moral norms. They're very conservative items, even orthodox. Let's not expose them to the discomfort of your naked bodies getting it on the museum grounds. Please, please, please listen to me. Now, the museum would like you to note that all of its video recordings from the security cameras are checked before they're deleted. It is suggested that visitors unable to keep their passions in check could head for the plentiful deserted beaches in the vicinity as a more suitable location to get it on. Baby, let's get it on in a war museum. I mean, I don't even know how you get it on in a war museum. Just bent over a cannon. How did you even feel like you want to get it on in a museum like this? I went to the sex museum and I didn't even want to get it on. It's just weird to get it on in a museum. I mean, I've had sex in a library before. That's pretty close, but. Well, let's just say I was young and virile back then. Yeah, I had sex on the fifth floor of a library. Okay, let's back to the story. It says here, this is really an epidemic. Cases of couples having sex in Fort Gerhardt are so common that an intervention was necessary. The director of the museum, Piotr Pawlaszek. Well, Piotr told the Gazeta Web. Well, this is a media company. Gazeta Webarska. Webarska? 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 What am I doing? In a closet going, Webarska. I mean, if someone walked into my bedroom right now, they'd be like, okay, we need to call for the trucks and the ambulances. You need to be wrapped up and put away, sir. You're in a closet going. Anyways, a quote from Piotr, the director, says, in less than a month since the beginning of the holidays, we already had 3 recordings of lovers engaged in making the love. In the museum, visitors to the fort have various temperaments. Some of them are very conservative. We don't want them to be shocked during their visit by stumbling across a couple engaged in these lustful antics. I love that phrase, lustful antics. Wow, the people that run this museum have such a sense of humor. You can tell Europe is just, I mean, although this is a story about Europeans, you know, saying, hey, enough with the sex. Europeans in general, much more comfortable with sexuality. If this story occurred in the U.S., they would shut down this museum. You would have to check your genitalia at the door from here on out. And they're being very funny about it, although they're asking if you could please not do that. They got a sense of humor about it. I really enjoy that. Asked why the museum is such a popular spot for couples to consummate their passion, the director suggests that it's the dark corners that might give people the illusion of intimacy, not realizing that they are being watched the entire time. Or maybe it's a chakra. Perhaps this place releases energy in the area of the body that's responsible for those sexual urges. It says here, dig this, guys. Having sex in a public place is illegal in Poland. I had no idea. I thought you could just do it in the road. Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it in a museum? People guilty of public indecency in Poland could face something called detention. I don't know what that is. It means you have to sit at a desk and write sentences over and over again. Oh, they're also eligible for a fine. Okay. So be careful over in Poland where you're doing it. Definitely don't do it in a museum. Definitely don't do it in a museum of war. I don't know. What kind of fetish do you have when antique war armaments get you going? Airbnb apologizes for their listing of an 1830s slave cabin. That's right, guys. An 1830s slave cabin apparently was on Airbnb, and they came under fire this week because there was a TikTok video that went viral showcasing the listing that the owner had described as an 1830s slave cabin. The company has since apologized and vowed to make changes to other listings of former slave quarters. Wow, there's a lot of listings, multiple listings of former slave quarters on Airbnb. Come on. And it's now just coming to your attention, Airbnb? How do you not scrub through the listings and look for stuff that looks a little shady, like a drug den, an opium den, and I don't know, maybe former slave quarters? Are you all right, Airbnb? Wow. These billion-dollar companies run by morons, I tell you. Oh, man, this coming from an intelligent man running a business out of a hot-ass closet, I have to say, I'm constantly flabbergasted by the idiocy at these giant billionaire corporations. Just really, really, it's very underwhelming. Now, the particular former slave quarters in question that was captured on TikTok, it showed screenshots of the slave quarters, which were listed at the Belmont Plantation in Greenville, Mississippi. They even called it a plantation. Now, I know there are some places that are still called plantations, and they're actual plantations, but you know, plantation has somewhat of a negative connotation these days. It definitely conjures up an unsavory image in my head, at least. Here's a quote from the screenshot of the listing. Okay, it says, this particular structure, the Panther Burn Cabin, is cabin. All of a sudden, I'm from Minnesota. The Panther Burn Cabin is an 1830s slave cabin from the extant Panther Burn Plantation to the south of Belmont. It has also been used as a tenant sharecropper's cabin and a medical office for local farmers and their families to visit the plantation doctor. According to the website, the Belmont Plantation is, quote, the last antebellum mansion along the river in the Mississippi Delta. Well, it sounds like a beautiful place. Maybe take out the word slavery. I mean, if I'm looking on Airbnb to stay at somewhere beautiful, the word slavery in the description might send me away. And I'm a white person. I mean, imagine what it's doing to the people that are of the minority persuasion that are reading your listing. Although perhaps you don't want to rent to such people. In that case, yeah, leave the word slavery in the description. Jerk. Now, the fella who posted this on TikTok, who was very up in arms, his name is Mr. Yates. He showed all the photos of the cabin in his video saying, how is this okay in somebody's mind to rent this out? A place where human beings were kept as slaves, rent this out as a bed and breakfast? How is that okay in someone's mind? Well, poor Mr. Yates doesn't understand the depravity of humanity. The lengths that humanity will go to impress you with new levels of depravity and disgusting behavior. Immorality. Insensitivity. I mean, we can go on and on. That's what describes this listing. Now, it says here, the Airbnb listing for the slave quarters has 4.97 out of 5 stars and a total of 68 reviews. Wow. A lot of people giving a thumbs up on this slave quarters situation. Come on. I just want to say, my husband and I had the greatest time at your former slave quarters. The exquisite antique furnishings. I just love that. It's nice to know that you can stay in the last surviving structure that represents a time in our history that me and my husband are actually pretty proud of, you know, that whole slavery time. So it was nice to, you know, get up and close, up and personal with something that was linked with that time in our history. And, you know, and then you guys wonder, how could someone vote animals into public office? How could people vote straight up sociopaths into public office? It's because our citizens are dumb like this. You got people like this who are just dumb. just filled with them. We're up to our necks and up to our eyeballs with dummies over here in the U.S. Anybody got a couch in a place where intelligent people live that I could stay on for a little while, please? Now, Airbnb said, we apologize for any trauma or grief created by the presence of this listing and others like it, and that we did not act sooner to address the site. TikTok says it has removed the listing and is removing other listings in the U.S. known to include former slave quarters. The company said it's working with experts to create new policies that address properties that might otherwise be associated with slavery. I love that you need an expert for that. It took you this long, Airbnb. We've consulted an expert. Hey, excuse us. We have no idea what to do with these former slave quarters and dungeons that people are listing on here. There's also a couple listings for former execution quarters at prisons that people put on here. What do we do with these? We need an expert to tell us what to do at Airbnb. Do we let them list such quarters? I mean, I don't know. Could people enjoy this as a honeymoon stay? I mean, I don't know. Can someone tell us? Is there an expert out there that could tell us if we should have former slave quarters on our website offered? How about that?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yay! A man was stabbed during a fight at a watermelon festival. Welcome to my country. This is out of Arkansas. A person was stabbed at the Cave City Watermelon Festival over the weekend. Now, when you attend a watermelon festival, I think the last thing you expect is to be stabbed. I'd expect to be shot by an AR-15 before I'd be stabbed at a watermelon festival. Stabbed? Come on now, children, get it together. We have a deputy in the story. He confirmed, the Alabama deputy. Yep, two 20-year-old men were involved in a fight. The fight led to a knife being pulled out and one person being stabbed. Well, but it is Alabama. It's, you know, people just going to be stabbed. The victim suffered a wound on his head, taken to the hospital. The suspect was arrested. There was a festival goer at the scene who pulled out a gun as well. Thankfully, the gun was not fired. So, big win for the festival. Only one stabbing, but nobody fired any guns, guys. Come on now. Also, I want to remind you about the Mango Festival coming up next weekend. So, make sure you go there. Wear your bulletproof attire, shall you? I made up half of that quote, but that's the end of the article. I had to do something with it, guys. You want to make fun of Alabama for the next minute and a half? Do I need to? I don't think so. Instead, let's pivot a little bit. I looked up the Cave City Watermelon Festival. It sounds like a good time. Let's learn about it. I've never been to a watermelon festival. What happens? I'll bet you there's a watermelon eating contest, which sounds like a good time. The first watermelon festival was held in August 1980. The Cave City Watermelon Parade showcased the world's sweetest watermelons in the business of Cave City. I guess maybe they're known for watermelons. Vendor booths were scattered throughout town to encourage parade goers to visit the city merchants. Okay, so it started with a watermelon parade. That sounds exciting. Do they throw watermelon bits into the crowd on a hot summer day and just stand on the sidelines with your mouth open and just catch a watermelon in your mouth? The parade drew 2,400 people from town, including Bill Clinton, Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton. And someone was crowned the first Watermelon Queen. Oh, there's a Watermelon Queen. That sounds amazing. How do you win the crown of Watermelon Queen? Do you win the watermelon eating contest? Or do you just show up with the biggest watermelon? Watermelons, plural, guys. Hey, come on now. Just trying to get a little punny. Okay, let's so cut over to the schedule of the Watermelon Festival. Find out what's going on. There's going to be a prize melon judging. So a contest for the best melon or biggest melon. They're going to have some wet zones and bouncy houses. That sounds like the kind of stuff that was happening at that museum in the previous story. Ooh, there's some live music from Luke Stroud and the Farris Family Quartet. Ooh, the Legacy Five. That sounds nice. Going to be a kids fishing derby. Some more bouncy houses and wet zones. More live music. Okay. Ooh, a Cave City Cruisers drive-through park. That sounds amazing. A band called Triple Nickel. I thought it said Triple Nipple for a second. I'm like, that's a hilarious name for a band. Triple Nipple. Awesome. There's going to be a race called the Melon Dash 5K. Ooh, a pancake breakfast as well on one of the days. A car show. Oh, a watermelon parade on Saturday. That's the big one. Watermelon parade. You can't miss that. And they're going to crown someone Watermelon Queen as well. So there's a ceremony. Oh, and then a free watermelon feast. I wonder what that's all about. It says it's behind the melon stage. So you got to go behind a stage and just eat free watermelon. That sounds like a great way to end the day, actually. Beep! Listen, I have to make an emendation to the whole story. I think I said Alabama. It's Arkansas. Arkansas. Same accent. Same kind of people. No worries, guys. It's just a small change there. A couple letters had to be changed. Same story. No, but if you're going to go to the Watermelon Festival, don't show up in Alabama because it's in Arkansas. And apparently the theme of this thing, the main focus is, this is the world's sweetest watermelons, apparently, is in this place. So I want to lift up this community, despite the stabbings, to say this sounds like an amazing thing. I love watermelon, and of course I love sweet watermelons, and I would love to attend this at some point in my life and eat all that watermelon. It seems like an amazing summertime activity. Okay, bye.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
You love her? But she loves him, and he loves somebody else. You just can't win. Did I get it right? I think I messed it up. A lot of gender terms in there. I sometimes screw them up. Love stinks, guys. Yeah. You know the song. Those guys are from Boston, by the way. Shout out to all the Boston bands out there. You know the ones. We're talking about the Aerosmiths, the Jay Giles bands, you know. Those new kids, we love those new kids. Do you know the ones from the block? They were fantastic. Still are. Have you seen them? They're still performing. They're in great shape. They got abs and shit. Okay, guys, back to business. Valerie Lynn bought me coffee. Yeah, she bought me multiple coffees off my website, weirdafnews.com. So I just want to give Valerie Lynn a big time shout out for buying me coffees, keeping me caffeinated. She also wrote a little message because when you buy me a coffee, you can write a love note. She wrote a love the show. Every time I hear the sound of science, I seriously laugh out loud. That line is worth five coffees. Good luck with your life, man. Yeah, isn't that a sweet review? A sweet message, rather. It's so cool. The sound of science. It kind of makes me laugh, too. I dig it. I'm glad I did that long ago and then kept doing it. New patron, by the way. So I'm going to give some more love to new patron, Chelsea Levy or Levy. I always get confused if it's Levy or Levy. I'll just call you Chelsea the Great. Chelsea the Great has joined the Patreon, and I want to give her some love on the show. Big shout out to Chelsea. Appreciate you. Very grateful for your ongoing support, for taking your support up to a whole new level, Chelsea. Please enjoy the extra weird AF content that Jonesy puts in the Patreon, such as the video I put in this morning. You guys want to see that video? You're like, what video is he talking about? What kind of video? I don't know. Maybe if you join the Patreon, you can see the video. Hey, guys, maybe like join the Patreon. Yeah, what about that? What about that? Oh, you're wondering how to join the Patreon like Chelsea Levy? Chelsea Levy? You can go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. Super simple. Or go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon image. Or download the Patreon app and just do a little search. Weird AF News comes up right away when it's in there. And just join the Patreon. Support Jonesy's coffee habit. Okay, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.